Hello and welcome to the Paul Revere Show. Welcome back. I am here tonight with Ann Jacobs, a friend. My name is Mark Thompson, attorney Mark Thompson. We're here every Monday night on the Devil's Radio, better known as the Shaw, 540 AM, 101 or 92.7 FM. You know, folks, I thought it was Groundhog's Day because today's headline, or there was a press release by Donald Trump, says statement of the 45th president of the United States. And then Mr. Trump says the special counsel appointed by the Wisconsin Assembly to investigate the crimes of the 2020 election did an outstanding job. And I went, wow, the timing couldn't have been better. This is from the biggest loser ever. And I'll get to more of that as we get on. But tonight, my guest is Ann Jacobs. She is the current chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. As some of you may know, I was the chair back in 2016. And the reason I say Groundhog's Day is, you know, the Wisconsin Election Commission was created by the Republicans in 2016. It got rid of the nonpartisan governmental accounting board of, you know, former judges that ran elections and ethics investigations in the state. The Wisconsin Elections Commission was created, six commissioners, three members of the Democratic Party, three members of the Republican Party. And, you know, we got along fairly well, right, Ann, for a few years. We held an election in 2016. Our big concern back in 2016 were the Russians hacking our system and really having to focus on whether or not our election infrastructure was going to be safe. With the help of, you know, the feds, it was. And we had an election in 2016, and Donald Trump won that election by some 21,000 votes. We had a statewide recount, and it was my job as the chair at the time to call a recount. There was a recount. The rules have changed a little bit, but at that point in time, a losing party could call a statewide recount. Statewide recount, we said we would prove that Wisconsin elections were fair, accurate, counted correctly, and that President Trump, in fact, won. And that's what happened. The recount showed that President Trump had won, and there was. We had another election in 2018. Same set of rules. Nobody said anything. But election in 2020, and now Ann Jacobs is the chair. And, you know, everybody thought we're going to just count them like we did in 2016. We did. But lo and behold, Trump lost. President Biden won. There was a recount in a couple of counties, not statewide, but Trump lost the recount. Then there were lawsuits brought saying that all sorts of things happened. All the lawsuits went against President Trump. Trump lost. 2020 lost, straight out lost. But today he says that a special counsel, former Justice Gableman's report somehow proves something else. That's why I say it's Groundhog's Day. So Ann Jacobs, the chair, help me deconstruct this myth. So before we get into it, tell me a little bit about yourself and tell your audience who you are. How'd you end up on the commission?
Thank you, Mark, and thank you so much for having me tonight. I wound up in the commission back when it started in 2016. I had done some pro bono work, which is lawyer talk for volunteer work, with Wisconsin Elections Protection beginning in about 2004. And I did for that time. I was training director. I did all sorts of different activities with them. And then when the Elections Commission was created, and because they were getting rid of the Governmental Accountability Board, I was asked to join the commission by the then Senate Minority Leader, Jennifer Schilling. I was reappointed again in 2021. You know, the interesting thing that you said, Mark, which is that everything old is new again. And I think that the real takeaway is this sort of changing view of the role of elections, right? Elections are a thing that doesn't have inherent bias one way or another. They are a machine. In theory, you should be able to put votes in, fairly administer the election, and wind up with the result. What changed, I think, really profoundly in 2020 was a view that if my guy didn't win, the election was illegitimate. And it was a backwards analysis. It took the conclusion to undo the process. And so that's where we're finding ourselves right now, which is this sort of definitional fraud situation where Donald Trump is saying that because he lost, there was fraud. Same thing with the Gableman report. It's all the same accusation. And I think that's a really profoundly disturbing situation we're finding ourselves in.
You know, you're right on point on that. You know, the because our early experience on the commission, and there were six of us, and we all essentially, and I still think on more occasions than not, five of the six of us agree that the commission should do certain things. Is that we're supposed to apply the rules, election rules, count the votes, and to, you know, make sure that they're fair and square. Now, our fellow commissioner, Dean Knutson, a Republican, came out with the guts just to say, look, you know, President Trump is in his position because he didn't get enough votes to win, right? I mean, everyone knows, including Trump, that he didn't have the votes to win. But now he has played Wisconsin, and I think the Republican Party, to create this dichotomy where he is now using folks to say, well, you know, I didn't win, so something must be awry. So he's talking about Gableman's report. So why don't we just talk about a little bit about Gableman's report? Where did it come from? And what is the merit, if any, to Gableman's report?
It's really interesting because there have been these dribs and drabs of documents being released and coming out of that office. And what it really shows us is that what was going on in that office was basically an aggregation of conspiracy theories mailed to them or emailed to them by other people and typed up. And in addition to that, they ordered office supplies and they downloaded things from the internet and in a very 1990s sort of way, printed things off the internet to put in their paper files, apparently. But really what they were doing is sort of aggregating crazy conspiracy theories and then putting the imprimatur of a former Supreme Court justice, you know, that stamp on it to legitimize some of these really crazy accusations. And it's unfortunate that that is how it went down because it does give this very thin veneer of legitimacy to what just below that surface is complete insanity.
Yeah, you know, I think part of the listening public and what folks have to really look at and that I've been struggling with is they created this system where they asked Justice Gableman, former Justice Gableman, to be special counsel and do an investigation. Then they give him $680,000 of our taxpayer dollars to go do an investigation. But instead of an investigation, he creates this piece of propaganda, this slideshow, which is called this report, that you know really didn't compile any really investigative matters, but simply put together in one report sort of a series of conspiracy theories. But we're funding it. The taxpayers are funding this, and now we have the former president today saying Republicans need to listen more, because Speaker Voss is saying that Gableman's contract's up at the end of this month, right? So that's where we're at.
Well, you know, and not only is it $676,000, this has been an embarrassment of gaffes and missteps. They can't type anything without a typo. They're using a pencil and a piece of paper to write out their mileage chits. It's an embarrassing, ham-fisted sort of a situation. You know, I was struck when you talk about this report that he never gives it out to the public ahead of presenting it to the legislature. He doesn't give it even to the legislature ahead of time because he doesn't want people to be able to ask him the questions about the falsehoods, the conspiracy theories, the weird accusations that are in his report.
We're going to be right back after the break to go into that in detail, to deconstruct this so-called report. We'll be right back, folks. This is The Shaw, The Paul Revere Show.